Hi, hello. Hi, Sheldon. How's everybody? Oh, Shem. Okay, we're holding here by Yisora Hamishi, I believe. The Yisora Hamishi is Shehu Yisalehu Haro'i Le'ovdoi U'Le'gadloi U'Le'farsim Gedulosi Mashma U'Mishmatoi Mehem. So this Rambam is really the crucial one that marks the transition from describing a Kadosh Baruch Hu as he is. The first four are the Metzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yechidus, Shlilus HaGashmus, and Kadmus. Those are four that are really describing a Kadosh Baruch Hu in what he is. Now, this starts a whole new piece of Avodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our interacting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Yesod is that interaction as such should only be to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's first of all see something in the background. The Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah very uncharacteristically gives a whole whole introduction to Avodah Zarah. You don't find it in any of that halacha. It's very interesting, but it's a whole perek over here where he goes through the how Avodah Zarah came into the world and Avraham Avinu and so on. First of all, some interesting why the Rambam does that. He doesn't give any background to any other avarice, why and how and so on. And here he mamish goes a whole perek he devotes to it. I think I think what he's trying to do is to tell us how in the world they came to believe in Avodah Zarah if they saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, if people ate treif, they ate treif. There's no shaila about that. All the avarice that people did, they weren't nitztave. There was no iser to eat treif or rice, whatever it is. There might have been a tzivui to Adam, they petered out. Here you're talking about where there was a time in the world when everybody knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know, it was a fact, like the sun rising. So what's the how did it become Avodah Zarah? It's a kasha. So the Rambam explains that the mahalach Avodah Zarah was a slow deterioration in the mahalchim of the of what the knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists implies. So he says the first mistake was that they said, since HaKadosh Baruch Hu created such a magnificent world, Royuhem l'shapchem u'lefarim lachachem kovet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants they should be mechubit. It makes a lot of sense. If I send a shliach to somebody, a personal shliach, and they treat the shliach like dirt, it's a pgiya my kovet. And what do you mean? I sent a shliach, and you know, and he should be treated with chshivas, not the same chshivas as me, but certainly great chshivas. So the first mistake was that they felt that they made a mistake in belief that there is a requirement and it's appropriate to be meshabeach and so on. The second step was to be meshabeach them with Maisa. They built Heicholos, Karbonos, Ulishtachavos. And then he says, Kidei lehasig ritzoin haboirei. They were saying that the way to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through this emtzoi. And it's not that they denied HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather they felt that the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that by being Mefayer, and he says that kiva shol dav zalim ach sul limas kom ich hosak kiva lehem karbonis ul shapam farm mit verm ul ishtach vos le mulam kidei lehasig vit zayn haboyrei bedaitem ora vizeh hoye ikav vodizara. So the main point of the Zohar was to use these various servants as an emtsoi to gain favor in Kadosh Baruch Hu's eyes. Then Nevi Sheker would come along and say Kadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavet to be over them. They reinforced this understanding with Nevuah Sheker. And then he says, and finally, they began saying that the koich of themselves and the galg themselves is the source of Avodah. So the Rambam says that the two or three middle points that were crucial in moving from belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Avodah Zarah was the belief that you need to be mefar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it's appropriate, the Koychav Mazals, I'm sorry, and to ask them to be mishtadl for you, to do for you. So therefore, once we understood that segued into Avodah Zarah. So he says, and therefore the Soyed HaChemishi is that you're not allowed to be oived in any sense, mefarsim gdulosoi, and so on, of any of the malachim and so on. Lefishem kulam mutboim al pulaisehem. Because they're all a teva. Ein shultan lehem v'loi bechirim v'adar etzainis ale. Let's give a mashal. Imagine a person has a talmid, and a person has a bar mitzvah boy, and he taught the bar mitzvah boy a drasha that the bar mitzvah boy says over, and he has a talmid who's saying drashas shiurim al pi what he heard in his base medrash or what he learned. So if somebody comes and says, the bar mitzvah boy shtigel teira is a gevaldik shtigel teira, that's nonsense. It's me. It's my shtickle time. Bar mitzvah boy just said it over. I mean, you could praise the bar mitzvah boy how he said it, and that he did have. There was an input from him. There was no input in the content of the drasha. On the other hand, if somebody's mishabeach a talmud of mine, and he said a very very nice drasha, so even though I taught him, but there definitely is the element of self in it. And with all the teaching and everything, the fact that he himself said something very nice, he is praiseworthy for what he said and so on. So if the heavenly beings were entities that had some discretionary power, then they would be worthy of praise. So let's take an example. A king has a defense minister or a chief of staff of the army, and he tells them, we need to fight this country, do what it takes to win, and the person draws up a brilliant plan and they win. He's the defense minister, the chief of staff is praiseworthy. But the soldiers that carried out the commandments meticulously, they don't say, wow, that was such a brilliant move on your part to take this mountain, and so on. Well, it was not brilliant on my part at all. I carried out the orders, and I was fortunate enough to be the one to execute those orders, but it has nothing to do with me. Anytime we're praising someone, we're making a statement that there is an element of you. I can praise the general for having such a well-disciplined army that executes the commands so meticulously, but I can't praise the army. It's not emes. And certainly the same thing with tefillah. And since they have no shulten and no bechira, interestingly enough, the only entity in the Bria that does have Shalom Chiyus Adam. A tzaddik is praiseworthy. And yes, everything boils down to HaKadosh Baruch, but HaKadosh Baruch set up the world where they have Shulten and Bechir, Rishus Nesur Chal Adam. And therefore he says also, Vein Latsa Sem Tzoyim Bishwala Gia Eilov. Ela Eilov Yisai Chav Nerach Shavais V'yinach Masha Zulasai. They need to be Chav Ol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, this Yisoid over here, obviously, there were some areas, on the one hand, Chazal reinforce it. Chazal say, Eilov, V'chol Koreinu, Eilov, Eilov V'lel Midoisav, that you're not allowed to be courier to Midas, you're not allowed to say Michol, you're not allowed to talk to Malachim and ask something of them. So that's definitely something which is in Chazal as well. However, you have all sorts of in Svarim, a lot of Kabbalah is built on being mechaven, the right spheres, the right kavanis, and so on. So there's a famous tshuva of the Rivash that it was asked about aren't the mekubalim oivda avarizar in a sense, because they're being mispalled with all sorts of kavanis, all this and that. And he said, so he gives a whole answer why it's not. And then he says, but tachlis, it's much better to do. He says, Milan Godel Mari Kanon, I don't know who that was, who even though he was a big mekubal, but when he was a spalal, it was like Tinik Ben Yoimoy and just cried for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on and so forth. To try to give some understanding of, and there are all sorts of Chazal. It says Chazal, you can't daven in Aramis because the Malachim don't understand Aramis. Mashmos is Malachim HaMisayeya. So there have been tons of tshuvas and so on about the Piyutim, Malach HaRachmi, Machnisei Rachmi, Machnisei Dimosei, Nachnisei Velseinu. There's been a lot back and forth. Some were very, very strongly against it. Some gave all sorts of tshuvas and explanation why it's not a steer to it. But it was a topic that discussed a lot about the role of Malachim and so on. To sort of give some hesbah that would include certainly the Mekubalim, who in each the Goyen, in each tefillah there's kavanis, in each bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is kavanah to different there's some mention of a different sphere or whatever it is. So the explanation is probably as follows. Let's go back to our mashal. Imagine a person is trying to get a favor out of I'll stop using the mashalim of a king because we don't have kings, and the kings we have are the Queen of England is not a terribly doesn't conjure up any sense of power and so on. But let's take something like a head of a corporation. You have a head of a corporation, and you want some favor that would help you a lot. So you can try and ask somebody lower down to do an end run around the head and to get you what you would like. That, if it works, you got away with it. But if someone finds out that you try to manipulate his employees to do something that he wouldn't want or he's not aware of or whatever, it would be achas dos lahamis in a corporate sense. The whoever it was, imagine if somebody who's in charge of hiring contractors gives it to a buddy instead of somebody that's good for the company, and the guy would be out of a job the next day, be sued and so on. So that's wrong. To go to somebody behind the back of the president or the head of corporation. But on the other hand, let's say you have an in with the head of corporation, you need you want some sort of lower level, mid level job for a friend of yours or whatever. You're not asking the president should personally go and hire for the job and take care of paperwork. what you're asking him is, could you please tell the secretary in charge, the charge of HR, to please employ so and so and get him for the job, or to make available this or that, or whatever it is that you want. In other words, in the mahalchim of what you're asking for, it's a covet to ask that it be done. It's the right as yachsus, bifrat that's how he wants it done. The head of the company doesn't want 101 pieces of paper flowing around. He'd like it done mesudah the gryphon. He made a certain seder advarim, and he wants it to go through a process. So when we ask, we're never asking for something that's outside of the pale of that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu would want, because that would be wrong also. So just like we don't ask for nisim, when we ask for refuah or parnasa or geula, we ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu do it with the mehalchim that he was koveya, the way he would want it, the way the mesedah that he was mesedah. So the spheres and so on are part of that. This is the mahalach, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the hashpah to come to us, and therefore it's going to go through that. So when you're asking, of whom are you asking? That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Kavanah can only be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ramban speaks about this at length in Zover Lohim Yechram, built Hashem Levado, that korbanos have to be only for the Shem Hashem. Aveda and tefillah and so on, and kavod and hilul, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do something, is yishlach malach olefanav, you're asking to send the malach to do it, because that's the seder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want to have extraordinary nisim, and the equivalent of teva in mahalach shemayim is a mahalach of doing things through a certain seder advar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Okay, that's the yisayda hamishi. Yisayda shishi, hanevuah. Yes. So over there, it's more, they're the ones in charge of bringing the tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're not asking the Achnisi Rachmim, we're not asking the Malachi Rachmim should be, should. So here we ask them to usher in. It's like you're asking the secretary to make an appointment by the king. That's the Machnisi Rachmim, bring in our tefillahs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's also something that has in itself a different flavor than asking that Malachi Rachmim should be Merachim on us. The same thing, you know, Midas Rachmim is Galgal Leinu, means HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Megalgal Midas Rachmim. We're davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're asking him. Machnisi Rachmim, we're asking that they bring the tefillah up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the end of the day, the tefillah is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're only emtsoyim to it. It's just like we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Beis HaMikdash to be Oyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sach HaKol, the Beis HaMikdash is the Hechatimtzu to be Oyver HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's interesting, there's a Gemara Yevamis. It says that Shabbos is the Beis HaMikdash, is Huskash the Shabbos. The Gemara speaks there about Esed HaKoloisa, but the Gemara says you learn both ways. That just like Shabbos, you're not misyore from the Shabbos, elamim mishet tziva alav. Here also, by Beis HaMikdash, you misyore mishet tziva alav. There's always the sense of having an understanding of what's the means and what's the chetimtza. That's the this was the fine line which caused sometimes a lot of vikuach between the chassidim and misnagdim. You know, the more chassidim started talking about being davik netzadik and davik netzadik and davik netzadik, at what point does that start becoming an end to itself? And chas v'shalom, you know, only through the tzaddik and only through the tzaddik. And I was in Eretz Yisrael, when I was in Eretz Yisrael, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago, I saw a sign which, like, you realize how these things begin to multiply. By the Breslov, there's a lot that the only way to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is through Reb Nachman. I saw a sign that Yisrael Ber Odessa, he was the Nanach founder, said that the only way to Reb Nachman is through him. So I guess that process continues, you know. The secretaries have secretaries who in turn have secretaries, and, you know, so at what point do you... It's true that in terms of accomplishment, it says, you know, the whole world could be around so that the particular tzaddik does what he needs to do. But when you're talking about tefillah and bakasha and dveikus, it gets very, very dicey to focus on Kadosh Baruch Hu, to focus on a tzaddik. Okay. Hey, Seder Shishi, Hanevuah. Now, we could possibly understand that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Lamala, and all wonderful, wonderful things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we understand. The question is, he lives his life, we live our life. What exactly are, you know, what are we talking about? So, you know, blessed be HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is wonderful, and that's that. But what is that mechayev to us? So it would mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs, in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be mechayev us, it would mean that we are, what's the right word for it? There's a way for him to communicate. If there wouldn't be a way for him to communicate with us, then there's no then it's meaningless. Then we can't possibly know what he wants, and the real issue of knowing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is moot. It for practical purposes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could be anything you want it to be, but it's not going to it's not going to be mechayev or anything. You can say the greatest, nicest things about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So lemaisa, we need to have vitally a way for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to communicate with us. So the nevuah is first and foremost that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can communicate with man. The so-called philosophers, the way they refer to always, their issue was that they refused to acknowledge that God is an entity up there, and there's no way that he could possibly have a shaychus to us. And if you have no shaychus to us, then there's no way in which a Kadosh Baruch Hu could ever communicate a deitas. It renders the whole point of any particular avodas Hashem moot. So belief in nevuah is crucial for the next phase, which is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a rotzen, and that rotzen has a way of being communicated to us. So he says, if uleida shazeh min anushi yimotzu ba'anoshim sheshlem tvoye me'ule me'od ushlem es rabba. There are people who have a type of teva and shleimus, and their nefesh can be mekabel tzuras haseichel, v'acharkach yidbak ois haseichel nushi v'seichel apoel, v'yishpaleh min hashef hanichbot, v'eilem hanevim. So the Rambam describes nevuah, and this is the tricky part of it. Nevuah is not a recorded message that, you know, it's like the marshal, if I speak regular English, so in my question who I talk to is a question who do I want to talk to, so I can say only my friends am I telling X, Y, or Z. So nevuah could be understood, it's a regular message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses only to speak to the people that he likes for, tzaddikim of sorts, and so on and so forth. That's not the pshat in where HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose nevuah and so on. Nevuah is it's a type of understanding. In order for it to connect, you need to have something in your nefesh that can connect. When we say the Devar Hashem be'etzem is a different type of dibur. It's Marshal Ma'adav Adayma. I guess we'll use a very, very crass marshal. Just like when you have two computers, one is Apple and one is Windows. You need to be able to have a bridge, which means a program that understands both languages. They're two very different languages, and without having the bridge that translates from one language to another language, you're not going to be able to understand it. It's not just a question of transferring information from one computer to another computer. If it's the same language, then yes, but here it's a different language. That something be called a Devar Hashem means the language is a very, very ruchnistic language, very abstract, very spiritual. It doesn't have the word that we have. A person needs a kli kibul for it. And the shleimus that a Navi has is not just that he engenders Ratzon Hashem because he's such a great tzaddik that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will want to tell him all sorts of secrets. The person needs to have a kli kibul. That's what Nevuah is. Nevuah is, it also means that unless we feel that a person be'etzem is a tzaddik and a chacham and an amkastiger person, we would deny his claim for Nevuah no matter what. We won't accept the claim of somebody who we feel is not Royu, that he's a Navi. The Rambam has in his Igeres Taimon, I believe it is, or Shmad, I'm not sure which one, I think Taimon, they asked him about a certain person who claimed to be a Navi or Mashiach, a Jew. And he said, basically he says, all I hear from you, your description of the person is, he has no chazak of being a chacham, a tzaddik, anything like that. It sounds to me more, I mean, from everything you described to me, sounds to me like he's a crackpot. Why would HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to share his world with a crackpot? You know, there's no such thing as a Navi who's cracked. Even if he comes along with Mavsim, decent flaws, if a person looks like he's Roy, if a person has different aspects of being Ro'uy to Nevuah, and the question is he a Navi? So then we go to the certification process and say, okay, if what you said comes true and so on and so forth, then we have a reason to think you're a Navi. But if a person doesn't have even the basic qualities to have Nevuah, why would I think he's a Navi? And this is a you know, it's sort of a pirch. If a person has a track record of all sorts of things, which much of it is hype, but if I feel that this person is not a person who's carried it via Hashem, why would I think he's carried via Hashem? So even if he knows secrets, it's not via Hashem, and who knows what it is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says they need, their nefesh has to be, they have to prepare themselves until they could be mekabel this tzuras aseichel. V'acharkach yidbakos aseichel nushi b'seichel apol. So seichel apol is it's a term used in Greek philosophy. It's sort of, the Rambam equates it with the lowest dag of Nevuah. It's basically some sort of junction. In the contemporary language, they call it sphere of Malchus. The Tzad HaShava to all of these is, it's a junction where the world of pure Ruchnius becomes is sort of encapsulated in Gashmius, or it expresses itself. It's a transition between one world and another world. It's as if when you stamp something, you're putting a tzura onto a physical thing. That's the place where it happens. Veilam nevim v'zui nevua v'zui nyana. Ubir zei said b'shleimus y'orach moit. And ubir zei said b'shleimus y'orach moit. If I really wanted to talk about nevua, the Rambam has a whole parak on nevua, and the Rambam considers it to be very important in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, because this is a very fundamental aspect of Torah. That the communication happens and can happen and so on is really what it's based on. And therefore the Rambam devotes all perek on it. I'm not elaborating on the different yisodos. All I'm trying to do is give you an overview of all of them. So for this, I don't even need a pasuk. In the other places, he tried to find some pasuk. That nevuah is something which is which exists. I mean, all of Torah is talks about. There's one more interesting point about nevuah. There's a question Rishonim about Maimed Har Sinai. Were we all Nevi'im? Did we all become Nevi'im for the moment or not? That's a Shaila. And Machlokes was showing about it. So, other than an academic Shaila of were we not without much Nafkusa Lemaisa, but there's a deeper, I think there's a deeper Knech in it, in that Shaila. Is it possible to say that we heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak if we weren't Nevi'im? If we're Mac computers and HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks in Windows, then there's no such thing as hearing it. If we hear a voice that says Anochi and so on in physical language, that's not called hearing Dvar Hashem. Hearing Dvar Hashem means my Neshama picks up HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Dibur at a level that's still quasi-ruchni. It's not yet sound waves. Had somebody been standing there with a tape recorder, many of those shittas hold that it wouldn't have worked, because you can't, it's not something that you can tape. It's not a physical sound. It's something when the Navi spoke, when Navi got up and told Kaisel Koyama Hashem, that you could tape. But what the Navi heard, or Kasar HaSinai, that may well not have been a physical sound. There's a lashon that they use many times to describe a vision that's sort of a seichel. It's called the Ein HaNeshama. It's Ein HaSeichel, I'm sorry. It's like the eye of the seichel. It's not a physical eye. If you'd snap a picture with a camera, you wouldn't get it. It's sort of a hargosha that becomes translated as re'iyah. Okay, I think we'll hold it here. There's any questions? Right. So it's certainly, anytime the Rambam says, anytime you see malachim, it's automatically a mar nevuah. There's no such thing as seeing malachim the same way that you see a fish or birds. There's no. That's not the chalois re'iyah that's chal on a malach is bechreach nevuah. The Rambam holds that nevuah malachim are identical, and he has a big chiddush obviously in mar nevuchim that the whole pasha was bechaloyim. But there's some sort of ability to see a malach requires some sort of ruchnistic ability. It's not a physical entity. Could malachim produce a physical barrier that walks around and talks and looks like? Maybe, but that's not the a malach is a barrier that can only be nitfas with the Eina Seichel, as it's called. You mean without the Malachim? It was a Re'ah of Nevuah. Listen, all the Re'ahs are Re'ahs of Nevuah. Uh, It's a sense. In other words, just like community. When I hear somebody, even if I don't see him, I know what he wants. When I see someone, I have also a sort of a tfisa about the person. Let's give an example. Imagine somebody, I'm having a difficult time, and somebody's standing by my side. The very sense of his presence by my side is also a message of sorts. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being near it is a certain gilui that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interacting with you. Which was basically what it was. Kadosh Baruch Hu was near a love. It's a sign of Ashuas Shechina for being mal and so on. So it's a sense of Ashuas Shechina. Okay, so we'll hold it here. What else? Right. So I sent it to my son. Did he speak to you?